Look at the time. Look at the time.
Look at the time. It is Hut in the Clock. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. It is noon on a Wednesday, which means that it is Hut in the Clock. Jonathan Hutton, Hot Mike with Hut and Withrow, joins us now. Hutton, what a wild 48 hours that we've had as far as the Tennessee Titans are concerned. Just want to get first your overall initial reaction, Mike Vrabel's firing, and then the subsequent press conference that we heard from Rand Carthon on yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, overall, good to be with you guys. I was surprised from the perspective of how it went about going down from the organizational direction, the vision of and structure of behind the scenes compared to, you know, 16 points per game to start the season and all of that. Like, the idea in my mind, if Vrabel was going to be fired, would be an archaic offense, and it had zero to do with the firing. I think that's my biggest surprise from a on the field perspective. That's why I think the coach would be fired, not what's going on behind the scenes if you kept him last year. Also, just the way it's been handled. While we've heard from Amy Adams Strunk, and she's the owner, she can do whatever she wants. She laid out exactly why she wanted to fire Mike Vrabel with Mike Keith. I don't know the Titans' mission statement right now. And that, to me, is a failure. They have to lay that out. Rand's got to get up there yesterday, and he can't say, we'll let you know about what we want in a head coach. You have to deliver your mission statement.
Why can't he? Quickly. Why can't he? Because he's only going by what the owner says. You can't circumvent the owner and then go rogue. You're going to lose your job. That's all I'm saying. You're right, in the sense of there should have been more. But if the owner said, this is the message I want coming out, then we have to take that and say, okay, Rand can only say so much. I get what you're saying, Hutt. I do.
But Rand was put in front of the media to say something, and I don't. I mean, if you don't want anyone saying anything, then don't hold the presser, or you do it yourself. Is my point. Like, when asked what you want in the head coach, and by the way, you know, it's Rand that's going to be doing this. Mm-hmm. He should have that criteria. I don't know why he can't say that in that moment. That was the biggest, like, eyebrow-raising
thing
for me.
So what if he says, I want an offensive mind, a guy that's going to take my quarterback to the next level, and then they swing and miss on two or three guys, and they end up going with a defensive coordinator? I mean, don't you think you back yourself into a corner a little
bit
there?
But, Willie, it's not even offensive or defensive coordinator. It is – okay, the catchphrase is collaboration, right? That was from Vrabel and Rand last year, and it seems like from day one that was a flat out lie. That there was nothing involved in there was nothing collaborative about that relationship. But yet, at the presser yesterday, it was all good. I just don't buy that. And then if you want that, you lay out the mission statement, the path of what you're looking for in your organization, and your team on the field, what you want it to, the description of the team. Call it cliche, call it whatever, but the coach would fit that because this is about collaboration. So it doesn't have to be offensive, defensive minded. It's got to be in lockstep with the general manager who is up there to present that criteria, that line, right?
But there's more than one way to do it, right? And you have to figure out who's the available pool. You got to learn about the people that you end up interviewing. It could go different directions.
But you know,
so I think if you state too much about what you're looking for, you still narrow too much your search.
You don't back yourself in the corner, though, because I'm not saying you're describing the coach. You're describing your organization. You're describing the team. And what you want the team to look like. In the rebuild, by the way. They're about to rebuild this offseason.
Rebuild is a word that I think they would be smart to say.
How they're going to go about doing that based on the perception of what they want this to look like. If you're building a home, there's a blueprint. You're going to have someone build the home for you, but I need to know the blueprint. I don't get the sense that there's a blueprint right now.
Well, he told you there was one, but he's not willing to share with anybody. So we got to take it. I think, again, like I told Caroline, and we all are at fault at this. Hell, I'm at fault at times. If you ask me a question, I give you an answer.
Okay.
It may not be to your liking, but you got to respect the answer that I gave you.
Okay. I think we're going to say the same thing here.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to agree with the decision. Mm-hmm. I want to understand it, though.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't think they laid it out there to where anyone understood. There's still questions about it. And there's questions about which direction they're going. They want to win. That's fine. I mean, Amy clearly wants to win based on the decisions she's made. She's paid 7 years combined on Robinson and Vrabel after a year over the last year. She wants to win. She's aggressive and she's not patient. There's going to take patience in this rebuild because it's going to take time based on this team. And I didn't hear the presser when Rand's in front of the media speaking to the fans where they're going and how they describe the team. And okay, if you want it to be offense, you want it to be it's not about that. I'm saying like just the if you're doing bullet points on how you're describing your business, it's different than your competition. Why are you different? Why are you making a change from where you were to where you're going? And I didn't hear that in the first availability after making a decision to go in that direction.
Jonathan Hutton is with us. And I think that's my biggest concern, Hutt, is I don't feel, nor do I feel like a good portion of the Titans fan base feels, any sense of clarity of what the 2024 Titans are going to look like or what the goals of this organization are. I don't feel any sense of what this team wants, what Rand and what Amy want. My question for you is, how much do you trust Amy and Rand to get this hire right?
Well, I mean, I've seen Amy in the past. I mean, she's hired John Robinson. She's hired Mike Vrabel. She's made good hires. She's made good decisions in the past. And she's also made decisions on behalf of winning, because whenever they're losing back-to-back seasons, I mean, we heard what she said yesterday that was released yesterday by the team. There's no reason to doubt that they can't get the hire right. They have to get it right in regards to Rand Carthon. And that is evident. That is undisputed that Rand and this coach will be in lockstep. And what they had previous, they were not. So that's the biggest key, is it's Rand Carthon and the coach about going about this rebuild. And I mean, that's what I don't know. And I don't know to trust it or not. D Mace is right on that regard. But I want to understand what they're looking for in the vision of the team, how they want to see themselves in three seasons from now. I feel like any team should be able to describe that.
If they do that in a month, would that be satisfactory to you guys, the ones that think they lost the press conference yesterday? Like, after they hire a coach, then they lay that out there? Like, it's pretty clear to me.
It's pretty clear. You're going to fire a coach because it doesn't align with
your
vision.
Just list their roster.
What is your vision?
Just list their talent level. Start listing the roster. You'll know what it is. It's a rebuild.
I think there was a reason why.
It's not about winning the press conference. He should be able to do this last year. Mm-hmm. He got the job. He interviewed for the job and got the job. He clearly laid out the rebuild then, because that's what Amy wanted. She wanted to rebuild the depth of the roster, mm-hmm, based on what they used to have and what they have in San Francisco. Rand got the job by describing the blueprint, mm-hmm, and he didn't describe it yesterday.
And listen, I think there's a reason why it was, you know, Miss Amy chose to do her press conference as Rand was, right before Rand did his, because she wanted a message to be put out there. Whatever that message is, whether we agree with it or not, she wanted a message to be put out. There's a reason why she did it under that setting with Mike Keith. Okay. And now as a GM, I heard that message and everybody else heard it. I can't deviate from that because she's already set in place what I want. She said, listen, it wasn't, yes, it's the football stuff, but it's the organizational stuff that was just out of whack. Like, I needed to put things back. Things needed to be back in order. So I get that everyone wants, you know, Rand to, and hell, I would have wanted to hear more. But I do understand that you can only say so much when you're not the guy running a ship, meaning you're not the owner. Well, let me say this. You're not the guy that bought the ship. Let's say that. You're just the guy that's running it. And the guy that bought it or the lady that bought it, she's the one that we don't – and maybe we'll get a better clarification, you know. And let me know if you agree with that, Hutt.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a better clarification of – is Rand, it seems like Rand is going to be a big part of the hiring process of the head coach.
Yes.
Now, how much of that will Amy be involved? I don't know. Because, again, like y'all said, they didn't line it up there. They didn't spell it out for us. But that doesn't mean that she hasn't already discussed with him, this is what I want. You're in control of it. I must say what I need to say. You need to be in line with what I said, and we'll move forward.
No, I agree with that. I mean, yeah, Carthon's going to be, I mean, that's the biggest key in what I'm hearing is collaboration. They've been saying this, right? Well, that, I mean, and by the way, I don't think there's an ego involved in having final say. Mm-hmm. Because at some point you make a decision. And so I do think it's okay to have someone that has final say. Maybe, you know, and maybe they can't rant. I don't fault Rand for saying that yesterday because he doesn't know yet who the coach is going to be. If it's Jim Harbaugh's going to have final say. I mean, that we know that. But if it's someone else that, you know, Rand has connections with and that Amy signs off on and wants to hire and they're on that same level playing field, okay. Then you have that same feel, that same vibe that he's describing yesterday in collaboration. So we don't know who the coach is yet to determine that answer. But the key here, not only he's got to be a good coach, because I think Vrabel is a good coach. He's a ball coach. You've also got to work and be on that same that you got to be in the same lane with Rand Carthon, because that's the lane that Amy's in, and that's I mean she chose Rand Carthon after the interviews that she had with him, and those interviews, by the way, were let's see, Burt Nihil, Adolfo Birch, Kenneth Adams. And Amy Adams Strunk, there may have been one other in the room as well for the interviews for the general manager. So I would suspect that on those interviews for the coach, they would also be included in that, plus Rand Carthon, who's going to be, you know, lining all of this up based on reports.
Hutt, would you categorize, and you've been around long enough to remember some of Bud Adams's moves,
oh, yeah.
And John McClain used to always call him the Wildcat. So Wildcat, Wild Card. Do you think that label fits Amy Adams a little bit? Same kind of.
I would say
where she can be going in one direction, and then
yes.
Switch in a pretty rapid rate in a different direction.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a different direction. So it is a different direction. I would say this is the same direction she was in when she fired John Robinson. And I think that's lesson learned. And I was trying to say that throughout the season, and Vrabel on the hot seat. I said, well, John Robinson could be fired in December. That put everyone on notice, everyone, including Mike Vrabel. Everyone's still on notice. There's no doubt about this. From that perspective, yeah. But I think now it's not surprising, right? It's not a shocking move anymore based on what we've seen the last 2 years and the money she's paying Vrabel and Robinson with the years they had left on their contract combined 7 years. And Vrabel ran through 2025 and they had a 2026 option on his contract. Let me also say this is Mike Vrabel is, he's not bummed about this. It's not like I don't buy what Rand said yesterday about there being no issues whatsoever, because that's all we heard about all season long is that they were not on the same wavelength. And that festered all season. And it took how long for those questions to pop up and Vrabel to actually discuss it last week? So I don't buy that. And Vrabel now is, you know, free agent, quote unquote, and he'll land where he gets to choose where he goes.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think you have to be prepared if you're Amy Adams that when you let Mike Vrabel go, which I think is why it was probably wise for her to address the trade option, right?
Yes.
And sort of detail how difficult that would have been and how the rules are different than they used to be when John Gruden got traded.
And
because I think she realizes he is an asset and he's probably going to go somewhere else. And there's a pretty good likelihood that if he's dealt a decent hand, he'll do well with that hand. I don't think they lost because they were poorly coached. Now, having said that, now she's backing Rand to a degree. I don't know what they're going to do putting other pieces around him, but if he's sort of given it. So, Hutt, let's take your theory, and I agree with it. There had to be some friction. Rand Carthon yesterday basically referred to, like, when I came in, I didn't want to just clear everybody out and bring in 12 new people. He brought in a couple people, but he was largely working with the old regime to a degree. Do you think that is now the direction he would like to go? Maybe surround himself with more people that he's worked with before? And so that would fall in line with Amy's long statement where if you read closely, it's kind of like we want to keep evolving in our whole department. That's kind of what I took from that.
Yeah, so and just giving the from Carthon's perspective, because the narrative is, he doesn't know what he's doing. Let's just look at it from the other side. I could also say if he's bringing it from, I'm looking at it from his office perspective. Who he's with, Brinker, and everyone within that area of the building. Maybe he knew, at least he knew what he didn't know, and he's waiting to see how the process goes about finding his core group. Okay, that's a positive, I think, in year one as a first time general manager. Regardless of how you feel about it, at least he didn't hire people without giving them a chance within the building. Okay, or he has connections and certain people are under contract and he's waiting on certain things to play out. And maybe a year later, they're available. Again, don't know, but that is just looking at it from a different perspective. That's also key in all this is just the scouting department, Willie. You're right, just from the roster. And that's the ultimate piece to all this. Vrabel won games and then he didn't. And the roster was awful when he didn't. They went downhill fast. And that was with Tannehill and with Henry on the roster, remaining on the roster. I wouldn't have fired Mike Vrabel. I do see why you would if you don't want another offseason like we had last year, like we just witnessed, where it's one foot in, one foot out. Because I think that's what they were headed for. That's why I say there's friction. Absolutely, there was friction because we saw it from the first offseason together, where it was hard to describe whether or not they were trying to do it one more year or rebuilding. And now there's no question about what they're doing. That's good. At least they're not running it back again, where there's this, you know, purgatory of what they're doing, who they're trying to trade, who they're not. And that's some contract related, some just mindset related. Now we know that at least the mindset is break it down and build it back. And I mean, at least at this point, you don't have to break it down that much. It's pretty close to the bottom right now.
Looking ahead, Hutton, is there a short list of names or even just kind of qualities that you would look for ideally in the next Titans head coach?
Just from a coaching perspective, of leadership. Look at who's selling jerseys as players right now. Which jerseys are going off the rack in the Titans pro shop?
If it's not Derrick Henry, I don't know who.
Well, I mean Simmons. It can be Will Levis. I'm bringing this up. It'll be a free agent they bring in this offseason. Whatever Hopkins. I bring this up because whoever that coach is going to be the face of the franchise because Carthon's saying he's not going to speak to the media all that much during the season. and Amy's not talking to the media. We know that. It's going to be the coach every day. And that's the message. That is, that's who's representing the organization. That is crucial to a young team that they're going to bring in and put together. And on the flip side of that, I mean, this is an offensive league. It's a defensive league this season, because I think adjustments have been made defensively, but this is an offensive league where the defense catches up. And I mean, this has been an organization that has gone run the football and play great defense and good offense, and that'll win games. I would say let's see them crank it up a notch on the offensive side. And typically you see the hiring process go the opposite way. And I want to see Carthon and how he structures everything based on what we saw in San Francisco or with the Rams. I think that's also intriguing.
Yeah, I'd be totally on board with an offensive-minded head coach. Jonathan Hutton, Hot Mike with Hutton Withrow. Hutt, appreciate your time. I have a feeling things are going to get weird around here, so we'll chat with you then.
Really enjoy this. You guys have a great week.
All right, appreciate it, Hutt. You do the same. All right, coming up next, we've got a lot of your input and your insights. We are right to your phones on this coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to get in on the conversation. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, we're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.